Last week I looked generally at and made some general comments about the section which is known as the armour of God. This week I want to start tackling each item of armour which Paul mentions and consider what we might learn from it. So this week we're looking at the belt of truth which Paul says we should fasten on. What is truth? Well, that's a good question for us to answer this morning. The Oxford English Dictionary defines truth as the quality or state of being true, which actually isn't overhelpful unless we define what true means. The Oxford English Dictionary defines true as that which is in accordance with fact or reality, that which is accurate or exact, that which is loyal or faithful, and then it gives an archaic meaning of honest. It's interesting to notice that this is no longer what popular culture really sees as being truth. Today, for people, truth is relative. People talk about my truth and your truth. They no longer talk about the truth. This means everyone is right and can live according to their own truth. And that echoes the attitudes of people we read about in the time of the Judges, which in more than one place records that everyone did as he saw fit in his own eyes. Which basically means he lived how he wanted to. And that's exactly the kind of culture we have now. Everyone determines for himself what is right and wrong and what is true and false. Nowadays, it's a really, really unfashionable and unpopular to criticise someone else's truth. However, one thing real truth cannot be is relative. Truth by its very nature must apply to everything. We can't function if this isn't true. Laws don't work unless they're applied to everyone. You cannot do science or know anything at all if there is no truth, which is true for everything. If something is true, by definition, it must be true for all. It cannot be true for me, but not true for you. And truth is exactly the opposite of all that Satan is. You can't get much further from him than by surrounding yourself in truth. Jesus says, he says to the Pharisees, he says, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He says he was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth. For there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and a father of lies. So truth is an important thing to grasp. At his trial before Pilate, Jesus said, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. And Pilate's response to that was, but what is truth? And that brings us down to Jesus. The Bible says truth is seen in and demonstrated by Jesus, who called himself the way, the truth and the life. And it says he was full of grace and truth. It says that Jesus told the truth. It says that Jesus' words are true. It says he taught the way of God in truth. And it says that he taught about the truth. Finally, Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit, who he has left us, will lead us into all truth. And it says that if we hold to Jesus' teachings, we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. So notice this, Jesus is the truth. This speaks to his character. He doesn't just speak the truth, he is the truth. Truth is not simply the absence of lies, it is a quality which is intrinsic to the very nature of God. That was fully manifested in his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus not only spoke true words, although he did do that, he was and is the ultimate expression of truth and the ultimate bringer of freedom. This is the truth, and this is the truth that we carry around us like a belt. As the truth, Jesus is for all people for all time. The one thing he cannot be is true for some, but not for others.